Next, the Osanain, the highest children's festival of religious chants and hymns. Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. These words by Jesus Christ are the motto of the two-day children's festival of religious chants and hymns called Osanna in the Highest. The festival's eighth edition opens on Saturday, May the 7th, at the St. Marta Paraskeva, one of the biggest and most beautiful churches in Sofia. It is organised by the Darby or Talents Foundation in conjunction with the church's Board of Trustees. We want to turn the attention of children and of society to Christian values, and music is the most direct path to the human heart and mind, says Mrs. Bystra Ilieva, manager of the foundation and organiser of the festival. The festival was first held in 2009 and quickly earned the support of a number of state, church and public institutions, while the children and their parents eagerly awaited each festival edition. More than 500 children, representatives of dozens of choirs, vocal groups, as well as solo performers, are to take part in this year's event. Among them, the choir of the St. Ioan of Rila Theological Seminary in Sofia, the Voices of Orpheus Youth Chamber Formation, the choir of the National School for Ancient Languages and Cultures in Sofia, the Bodros Miana Choir, the Angel Voices Choir of the Saints Cyril and Methodius Primary School, Kyrgyli, the Christianche Children's Vocal Group at the Assumption Church, again in Kyrgyli, and many more. The Bulgarian National Radio Children's Choir with conductor Venetia Karamanova will give a concert on the 7th of May in the Grand Hall of the St. Clement Ohridsky University in Sofia. Before the concert, a workshop will be organised called Choirology, one of the new festival initiatives. Here is more from Mrs. Karamanova.
Детският радио хор участва за трети път в фестивал с църковна музика, организиран от фондация Дарби.
This is the third time the Children's Radio Choir is taking part in the Osana in the Highest Festival. In previous years, we performed regularly in the St. Marta Paraskeva Church. To perform chants inside a church gives a glorious feeling. It is so different from any concert hall, even the best. To my mind, it is really important for choir singers of all generations to perform sacral music in sacral places. In this sense, the Talents Foundation, which organises the festival, is really important to us all, to the whole of society. The festival is competitive, giving all participants an opportunity to perform. As we see in the programme, there will be children from kindergartens, but also formations that have made a name for themselves in this country and abroad. This year, the foundation is putting through some new ideas. For example, it is organising a tour of Sofia's principal cathedrals. The children will be able to meet representatives of the church, learn more about the frescoes, the icons, and the history of the churches. For the first time, we shall have a workshop on the 7th of May. In the Grand Hall of the St. Clement Ohridsky University, Father Kirill Popov will give a brief talk on the requirements performers of Orthodox music have to comply with. There are church canons for everything, and it is vital that we know what they are regarding Orthodox chants. The Children's Radio Choir will close the workshop with a programme that includes religious works from the choir's repertoire. We shall also sing some magnificent pieces by Bulgarian composers.